Distinguished Educator of Blind Students Award. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Colin McQuillan. Photo 2, the caption, Jordana Maria Engbersten. Editor's note. Now, at our convention, we often have the opportunity to give away awards, and one of the important ones we give away is to those educators who are most distinguished in working with our blind students. Carla McQuillan of Oregon is chair of the Distinguished Educator of Blind Students Award Committee. So here is Carla for the presentation.
Thank you very much, sir. I'd like to start by apologizing. I'm not using my video because I've been having some internet trouble today, so apologize for that. So the National Federation of the Blind has long known that high quality education and training is absolutely essential for the success of blind people. Every year, the National Federation of the Blind recognizes an educator of blind students who goes above and beyond the expectations of their profession to provide the highest possible quality of education for their students. The Distinguished Educator of Blind Students Award carries with it a plaque engraved with the name of the recipient, the opportunity to network at our national convention with parents of blind children, other educators, as well as leaders of the National Federation of the Blind, the honor of speaking for the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children in their business meeting, oh, and also a check for $1,000. I'd like first to thank my fellow colleagues on the committee. This year, Michelle Chacone of New Mexico, Emily Gibbs of Texas, and Eric Guillory of Louisiana all served with me on this committee. So this year's Distinguished Educator of Blind Students lives in Northern Idaho, but her native country is Ecuador. Over the past year, she has been teaching blind and low vision students all over the world, Braille in both English and in Spanish. She has coordinated efforts to get blind students from all across the country together to understand each other's communities and lives a little bit better. So there is a plaque, and Beth promised me that we would all get a chance to see the plaque. So engraved on that plaque is, the National Federation of the Blind honors Jordana Maria Engelbretson for her skills in teaching Braille and other alternative techniques of blindness, for graciously devoting extra time to her students to meet their needs, and for empowering her students to meet beyond their expectations. You champion our movement. You strengthen our hopes. You share our dreams. July 7th, 2021. So congratulations, Jordana. If you'd like to take a few moments and address the board and the rest of the membership, please do.
Thank you. It's a real honor for me to receive this award. But first, I want to say thank you to my family, my husband. They have been there for me, to support me, and to help me all the way. Thank you to many, many, many professionals in our field, TVIs, orientation and mobility instructors, special education directors, case managers, supervisors, janitors, librarians. The work with our students, it really is a team approach. I couldn't do it alone. I need to have a team. Thank you to my students, because without them, I couldn't be a teacher. I love each of them. Thank you. Thank you to my God. My faith in him has helped me to be where I am today. Thank you. I was diagnosed lupus at an early age. I was only 18. At the age of 21, I lost my sight. I became totally blind and mobility impaired at the same time. However, blindness does not define me. Mobility impairment does not define me. I would like to share with you an understanding and a mode that I live by. Sometimes, often, my students didn't like it when I told them this. And sometimes I became not the popular teacher when I told them this. But I knew that they needed to hear it. I knew that they needed to hear it from me. This is what it is. Whatever you go through, whatever circumstance you go through, 10% is your circumstance and 90% is your attitude. They didn't like it. However, I know by my own experience that a positive attitude, it will change your outcome. That doesn't mean that a positive attitude will make it easier. Well, what it means that you will be able to overcome the situation. Another known secret that is not a secret, but I know that I live by, is that it's better to give than to receive. I always share with my students that we are not always the ones who receive help. I don't want them always to say, I need help to do this. I want them to be the givers. I want them to be the ones who give to other people, because as you know, and most of you probably know about this, that the feeling of being able to do things is better than to receive. This award means a lot to me because it really, what it does is help me to believe that what I am doing make a difference in my students. Always my focus in my teaching has been to provide my students with the right tools. The right tools, and not just provide it to them, but I do my best to teach them how to use the right tools efficiently. I really, really appreciate this award, and thank you for having me here today.